Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We serve a mighty God, amen.
Amen.
We serve a mighty God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for an opportunity, Father God, to come into this place of worship, Father God, to break bread this morning, Lord. We ask that your Spirit be here, Father God, that your Holy Spirit come, Father God, and let this word that you put in my heart get into the very depths of each person here, Father God, that it might bring forth the fruit that you would have it to do. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's an honor to be out here. I want to thank Pastor for an opportunity to come and minister to you. I love the youth. I've dealt with youth my whole life. I am a youth. I'm only 29. Praise the Lord. Turned 30 this year. I'm getting old. But nevertheless, I still consider myself young. Amen.
Amen.
If you would, before we get started this morning, I want to play a little game called Preacher Says. It goes a lot like Simon Says. Preacher says, lift your right hand up. Preacher says, put your right hand in your pocket and pull out whatever device that makes noise, cell phone, pager, speaker. Preacher says, hit the power button, it's normally red. And preacher says, turn it off. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you would this morning, turn with me in the Word of God to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Just a little insight to the book of 1 Peter. We find God giving instruction through him to a scattered church. Much like the church of old, the believers were spread far and abroad, and they're mainly of Gentile background. And their situation was not a situation like they weren't being persecuted per se for their walk with God to the extent where it was like either you renounce Christ or we kill you. It wasn't that type of persecution they were going into. It was the persecution that we faced every single day being strangers in a home that is not our own.
Right.
As a Christian, whether you be old, whether you be young, you will face trials and persecution every single day that will try to cause you to fall away. That will try to get you to go back on the things of God. These Christians were going through these types of trials, trying to stay faithful in a world around you that is unfaithful.
Amen.
These Christians were on the verge of perhaps even backsliding and giving up on Jesus because it didn't appear that anybody else around served God the way they did. They were strangers. It wasn't an easy situation. They didn't have big churches where Christians could just go like we did this morning and praise the Lord. A lot of times it's two or three in a group. And they didn't have anything but God to turn to.
Amen.
And as we look in this world, we see more and more trials and tribulations arising in the church. But Peter writes to these believers to encourage them, to strengthen them, and to lift them up and to let them know that they were not alone.
Yes.
As a Christian, it may be hard for some of us to figure out the balance. How do we serve God and live in this world? How do we be faithful? How are we to be faithful to the Lord and not bow for the enemy, but to stand for Christ in these days? And there are many questions that might arise if you stand out for Jesus in these times.
Yes.
Will you lose your friends? Will you lose your popularity? Will people not invite you to certain events? Well, young people, be encouraged. There were young people before you that went through the very same thing.
Amen. Amen.
And God is able to help them out, and he was able to help them out, and he knows right where you are. He knows right what you're going through, and he's sending a word this morning to encourage you to stand and to be faithful. Amen?
Amen.
To stand and to be faithful. God is able to keep you in this world.
Yes.
And he is able to keep you out of it.
Yes.
He is able to keep you in this world and to keep you out of it.
Yes.
It's not an easy thing to serve God these days. It is not an easy thing at all. You turn on the TV, the devil is positioning himself in every aspect to try to get you to look and to fall down a pit. But where there is an enemy, there's always a victory because Jesus Christ has won.
Yes.
Where there is a trial, where there is a temptation, high priest who knows our mission, who knows what we go through, and he will not allow us to fail if you remember this, to trust in the Lord. The Lord is able to keep you in this world and keep you out of it. This morning in your life, when you leave this place, graduate high school and go on to college and do these things, you might not find a church that preaches the cross. You might not find a church that preaches the truth. Hold on to Jesus.
Amen.
Hold on to Jesus, no matter what the cost. Hold on to Jesus. Because it's only Christ that can keep you. It's only Christ that can save you. It's only Christ that can heal you. It's not anything other than Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
If you look now in 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter gives in this last chapter of 1 Peter, he gives a word to the elders and to the youth. He tells the elders to feed the flock and to be examples to the flock. He speaks of the reward to come and the crown of glory that fades not. He instructs the younger to respect the wisdom of the elders, but also for the body of Christ to be submissive one to another and to work together. And in times of persecution, as I mentioned briefly, it is extremely important to trust in Christ.
Yes.
This morning, I'll be ministering on a simple message. Be sober, be vigilant,
amen,
and don't be devoured.
Amen.
Amen.
Be sober, be vigilant, and don't be devoured. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 1 reads, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am I also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for a filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, you may make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever."
Amen.
The very first instruction that God gives through Peter is he tells the ministers, and this is crucial, young people, when you come to church, don't take it for granted that you have a man of God that prays to seek the faith and the will and the word that God has you to hear. Don't take that for granted. Because the word that your pastor will preach to you is food, spiritual food. Peter says to not only just to feed the flock, but the word doesn't mean just in a physical or spiritual nature, but for the pastors to point the sheep in the right direction.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To lead them to good pasture, to point them into good direction, and not to do it just because they are here to do it, but because there are people that are over you, that your pastor loves the Lord. And he wants you to grow in the things of God. So we do this of a willing heart, not for gain, not for namesake, not so we can pass out business cards, but that you might be established in the things of God.
Amen.
So listen to the instruction. Go in the right direction because it's for your benefit.
Amen.
It's for your benefit. But he teaches the elders to remain also, to be faithful to the Lord, to be submitted unto God. There's a right order for things. Amen.
Amen.
And there's a wrong order for things. When I was a young person, and I'm still young, you just think you know everything. There's just that young, I know everything, I've got it all planned out, mom, dad, I don't need you, I'm going to go do my own little thing. And you'll be the same one that comes back, mom, dad, help me. There's a right way, man, and there's a wrong way. You see, ministers, preachers, we have to be submissive to God.
Yes.
Because if we just preach what God, if we just preach what we want to preach, it won't help you none.
No.
It won't benefit you one bit.
No, no.
But if we trust in the Lord to speak through us, as Peter trusted in the Lord, he can deliver a word to a set of people that were on the verge of falling away and strengthen them. So understand that the word is for you this morning. Verse 5 says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. For some reason, men, when the topic of submission comes up, if you're a husband, get all happy. The Bible says you got to do this and that. But what it's speaking of is for the body to work together in such a way that you work as one.
Mm-hmm.
To submit, you have to first understand that we don't know everything, but God does.
Right.
Amen.
He has a plan for your life.
Yes.
He has a purpose for your life. He has a testimony for your life.
Yes.
And we have to allow ourselves to yield to His Word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Young Christians, old Christians, we have to submit unto the Lord.
Amen.
Too often we rush to make it to the top. As I said earlier, when I was young, I had a whole plan. People said, what do you want to do with your life? So I'm going to go to college, which I did. I'm going to get a job, which I did. I'm going to get a flashy car, which I did. And I said, now that I got the job, got the car, I'm going to go pick up some ladies. And I had a plan for my life.
Yeah.
I had a plan for my life. I had a plan for my life.
Yeah.
And in all of my planning, I made one fatal mistake. I didn't ask the planner. I didn't ask God.
Yeah.
I didn't say, Lord, what would you have me to do with my life?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, so many times we make a confession in Christ, and when we make that confession, we're really saying, Lord, I'm allowing you to take to be the captain of my life, and I'm just going to go where you want me to go. But I was young, and I didn't have my mind focused on the things which were above.
Yeah.
I had my focus on the things that were beneath.
Yeah.
And I had a plan for myself. And don't you know, if it's not founded by God, it will come to nothing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Don't waste your time, young people.
Yeah.
Don't make up what you want to do.
Yeah.
Simply go the Alpha and the Omega
yeah.
and say, God, what is your plan for my life?
Yeah.
I had to learn to listen. Not only to the preacher that I was under, I had to learn to listen to Christ and to submit unto Christ. Because if you don't submit unto Christ, you know what you're saying? God, I don't need you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't want you, God. I have my plan, I have my purpose, but I really don't need you. We have to yield to God, because if we don't, God has a way of humbling us. Peter says to humble yourself. To bring yourself down where God will.
Yeah.
You don't want God to have to humble you.
Amen.
Yeah.
You don't want God to have to bring you down to make you realize where your true condition is. Because if you fall after your own way, pride will take over and Christ will be nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And because of the Lord's love, He will allow trials to come. He will allow tribulation to come to bring you to a place where you need to be, and that's down on your knees seeking His face.
Amen.
So Peter is giving good instruction. Young people, don't resist God. Don't resist God. But understand that His will is perfect.
Amen.
That His will is right.
Yes.
That His will is what we need to follow.
Yes.
This life is about God and His glory.
Yes.
We're not here to make our dwelling places rich or to make our dwelling places so wonderful. We're not here to invest too much time in this world. But while we were here, we're to manifest God's glory
yes.
to the entirety of the world. That people that don't know Christ, that are unsaved ones,
mm-hmm.
can be saved. That is our focus. That is what we are to have our minds about.
Yes.
He says, cast all your cares on Him.
Yes.
Young
yes.
people,
yes.
there are things in this world no one can help you with but the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't go to middleman. Don't go to your best friend. Take it to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Take it to Jesus. All your problems.
Yes.
Anything that you're going through,
yes.
cast it on Jesus. Because the Bible says He cares for you.
Yes.
There's no other, there's not a person that you will find in this world that will love you like Jesus.
Amen.
Not your mother, not your father, not your best friend, not your person you're in a relationship with. No one will love you like the Lord. So all of your problems, all of your desires, every single thing that you have an issue with, take it to the Lord. Because when you begin to take things to the Lord, you'll learn that He answers your needs.
Amen.
You don't need three or four different people. You just need a relationship with Christ.
Amen.
If we choose not to submit to God's will, then by default, we want our lives to be outside of it. What's God's will? How many know what God's will is? You see, what I love about the Lord is that He doesn't leave it up to question what His will is. He took the time to inspire writers to put it here in this book. If you have a question about what God's will is, all you need to do is ask Him to show you. Don't let the Bible be the very last book you read in your life. Let it be the foundation. Let it be what governs your actions, what governs your speech, what governs your life. Because if you start out the right way, you're going to finish the right way.
Amen.
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 He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren in the world. Listen here. To be sober means to have your mind clear. Don't allow yourself to be inhibited with things that distract you from the plan and purpose of God. It also means don't drink too.
Amen.
Don't allow yourself to be ensnared by the things of the enemy.
Amen.
Because if you're not sober, if your mind is not clear, then you cannot be vigilant. You cannot have a proper watch. You cannot be looking out for the enemy. The Bible says the devil is a roaring lion. He's just looking for one of you to be off your guard. He's looking for one of you to not have your mind on Christ. He's looking for you to be drunken. He's looking for you to be backslidden so that he might take away your spirit and your life. That's why we must be sober.
Amen.
We must have a clear mind, a clear focus, a clear understanding of who Jesus Christ is in our life. And when you understand that He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and that all your needs will be supplied by His riches and glory, you don't need to look anywhere else. You don't need to look anywhere else. Stick with Jesus. Keep your eyes, keep your mind, keep your attitude always on the Lord so that He can prepare you and protect you. It's very difficult for the Lord to protect you when you're not trusting in Him. Because you make yourself open game. Be sober. Be vigilant. And don't allow yourself to be devoured. The devil's just waiting and looking for one of you to be lazy and watchful and watch not. We must be on our guard. We must lay down the things that hinder so that we can see clearly. Amen?
Amen.
This lion comes in many forms.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
The devil's never going to attack you right out and say, ha, the devil. 2 Corinthians 11 and 13 says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Yes.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers ought to be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Satan is the master of disguise.
Yes.
How will you know the difference? How do you know the difference? You got a minister of righteousness? We'll say they're twins. They both look the same way. They can talk the same talk. But how do you know if it's the devil? Let me just give you a few tips because, like I said, you're going to go to churches that don't preach the cross. If any minister talks about Jesus but leads you in any other direction than Christ and Him crucified, then let that minister be a curse.
That's right.
That is where it is at. Faith in Christ plus nothing. There's nothing else that you need.
Right.
Any person that claims to love Christ, but whenever opportunity arises to bring in other doctrines that were not taught of Christ, they are the Antichrist.
Yeah, that's right.
You will know them inevitably by their fruits.
Yes.
Where are they leading you? How will you know if someone's of God or of not of God? What is their end game?
Right.
What do they really want you to do? What do they really want you to say? And what do they really want you to do and go and become? If they lead you to anything other than Christ, they are deceived. Now, as I said, the lion comes in many forms. Satan will try to use you young people to devour each other. How many right now have a boyfriend or girlfriend, young or old? Anybody? No boyfriends, girlfriends in here? Anybody else? Be honest. You got someone you just got that crush on, you can't wait to send them a text message, mad the preacher's here making sure on the phone because you can't send a text message through service? Nobody on Twitter just can't wait to write a message to? Let me tell you something. Those type of relationships, boyfriend and girlfriend, is not of the Lord.
Amen.
Nowhere in this book will you find that.
That's right.
You'll find a husband and wife.
Yeah.
Or you'll find an adulterer, a fornicator, and a whoremonger.
That's right.
There's no such thing. Ladies and young men, save yourself some trouble. Don't have a boyfriend. Don't have a girlfriend. Have a husband named Jesus.
Amen.
Let him be what you desire and have your affection for. Satan will use these perverted relationships to twist natural desire.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What he has meant for a marriage to something totally different. God's will for you young ladies is not to have many boyfriends in your life, mm-hmm. but to have one husband.
Yes.
And young men, I was young. I'm not. Listen up. Life's not about the hottest girl or who you can be with or who you get to hug and who you get to kiss, but it's about how well you can love the wife that God gives you.
Amen.
Stay away from things that are not of God.
That's right. Amen.
Have a husband, have a wife, but don't allow the virtue in which God has put in you to be torn away.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, we're not having sex. How many would? Who's got a piece of bubble gum? Anybody got a piece of bubble gum? Let's pretend we have a piece of bubble gum. You might not unwrap it, but God don't want everybody touching on you. He has one person for you.
Amen.
And he has one will for you. Let God bring to you the gift.
Yeah.
That you don't end up with the burden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish someone had told me when I was young and hot, I thought it was hot stuff. Don't get ensnared because you have a desire to want someone to love you. Because if it's love, it can wait.
Yeah.
If it's of God, he ain't going nowhere anytime soon. So don't let the deceiver come and say, oh, baby, I love you so much. we're going to get married and we're gonna be together forever. All right, then you can wait. Time is not running out anytime soon. It's God's will that his children come together in the unity of marriage because that is the only bed that's undefiled. And don't think that when you leave this place you're not going to be tempted. Don't think for a second that you're not going to come to that age when you used to hate them and now you love them. That is going to come. But submit yourself under the mighty hand of God and let him work it out in you.
Yes.
Let him strengthen you.
Yes.
Because if you need something from someone, you need to go to the Lord.
Amen.
Because if we are needy and we think that we're getting something from the person that we're with, then you need to first be fully satisfied in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Have respect for the virtue in which God has given to you. Satan again will try to use some of you as a devourer to each other. Too many Christians have lost their way through whatever they have allowed to intoxicate them. Young people, what are the vices that most constantly try to get you these days? www.jesussaves. Be aware of the enemy, because just as easily as you can type in www.com, you can type in www. I just backslid because I'm going in places where God does not want me to go. Guard your eyes, guard your ears,
yes.
guard your lips, and trust in the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The devil wants you to not be successful He wants to destroy you before you even have a chance to grow.
That's right. That's
he wants. He doesn't want you to get strong in the Lord before he takes you out. He wants to take you out at a young age before you've been through anything.
Yeah.
Don't fall for it.
Yeah.
Be sober, be vigilant, and don't be devoured.
Amen.
God is able, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:9, whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that throughout the world. You're not the only one going through something. You're not the only one going through something.
That's right.
Sometimes we get the Elijah attitude, Lord, it's only me left. There's no one else. No one is suffering like I'm suffering. But God will allow you to be tried so that you can build confidence,
yes,
to build trust, to establish you in the Word so that when you get to the point where God has exalted you, that when trials come, that your foundation is upon the rock.
Amen.
Embrace the trials. Embrace the persecution because God is doing it for your good.
Yes. Amen.
You know, Peter, I think it's funny because in all throughout Peter, the book of Peter, he talks about the things he says Satan desires to buffet you. Some of the very things that Jesus told him, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. You know, why does God allow Satan sometimes to shake us up? I went to culinary school for 2 years, and we used to bake pies, and I don't know if you've ever been to a baker's kitchen, but there's these humongous vats of flour. And before you make any cake or anything at all, you get a bowl and you get a sifter.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the flour out and you begin to shake it so that you can expose what's really there. When you look down into that, you think, man, there's nothing in this flour. And you might think that you're perfect, that there's nothing that God can improve upon in your walk with Him. But let the Lord, you say, to shake you for a second. And as we would shake this, we would see all sorts of lumps. Sometimes you find a bug. Sometimes you find something you didn't know what it was. And that is why God will allow trials to come your way, so that He can show you what you think is not in you. So that He can bring out what is it will eventually cause you to stumble, that He can deal with it. God can't deal with an issue that you don't give to Him. Humble yourself. You let God, you know what issues you have. Don't try to work them out yourself. Say, Lord, I can't get victory over this. Lord, there's a problem. Lord, I'm being oppressed. Lord, I'm giving to you. I'm giving you my cares. I'm giving you what's burning me because I want to serve you. I don't want to fall backwards. But I want to be a city set upon a hill so that when people ask me, why are you so happy? I can say it's because Jesus saved.
Amen.
And He's alive. Don't think that you're the only one. God knows what you're going through.
Oh, yes.
But in the end, hallelujah,
yes.
In the end, hallelujah,
yes.
It's always going to work out for your good.
Amen.
Don't let the trials cause you to go backwards. Well, let the trials cause you to dig in to Christ and Him crucified.
Yes.
Let the trials cause you to dig in and to apply the faith in the message that you've been taught.
Yes.
There's no problem greater than dead and buried.
Yes.
You keep your faith where God has put you, and you'll find that there's life and life more.
Amen.
Abundantly.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We must be of a sober mentality. I used to, I used to drink back in the day. Thank the Lord, it was a short day.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you allow yourself to become blindsided by other things, and I said it's not always a beverage that can intoxicate you. It can be an inordinate affection towards something. Many young people have desires. You probably want to be millionaires. Who wouldn't want to be a millionaire? You may have goals to become a great singer or a great writer or to have certain goals in your life. Don't let your priorities cloud God's priority in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't allow your hopes and your desires to overcome what God wants for your life. Learn the attitude of Christ. Perfect submission. Father, if this cup can pass from my hand, let it pass. But if it not, let your will be done.
Amen.
Let me tell you, there are going to come times when you're going to want to do something and God's going to tell you no. Don't fight.
Yes.
Don't do the saw. Don't kick against the pricks.
Because
it's not going to hurt God. It's going to hurt you.
Yes.
Learn to trust in the Lord. Learn to yield to the Lord. Yes. And by God, whatever you think that you wanted, God will give you that and more.
Amen.
But you have to go about it His way and not your way.
Amen.
He is the only one that can see the beginning and the end. We can only see what's before us and what's behind us.
Yeah.
But it's God that knows how the story ends.
Yeah.
Intoxication is not for us, it's the sanctification. Don't allow your judgment to be clouded.
Yeah.
Be sober, be diligent, and don't be devoured. You don't have to try everything in the world just so it can be a testimony to you later. Oh, I hope that your testimony is, the Lord kept me out of this world.
Amen.
The Lord never had me to try the things that you might have tried.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did try something. I read in the book, the manual of life, it said, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
And I learned that His mercy endureth forever.
Yeah.
And I learned because I got the right source, because I got the right food. I learned that the devil, he can roar all he wants, but he is just a fake lion, because I serve the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I serve the God that can open the book. I serve the God that is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When the devil roars at you, the Bible says, resist, roar back. Don't accept the devil's plan for your life. Roar back. You've got the King of Kings. You've got the great high priest. You've got the way, the truth, and the life. Don't settle for what the devil tried to throw at you. The devil, you tried, but you failed. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of my Father's mouth. I'm going to roar back. You tried to do me harm? Well, guess what? You got them in bondage. I'm preaching the gospel again today. You just lost your kingdom because I know who my King is. Roar back, hallelujah. Roar back. Because we have something to talk about. You see, if I was a little animal in the woods and I heard a big old lion roar, and I was defenseless, I might run. You don't have anything to be scared of.
Amen.
Because the last time I checked, there were but three nails, and it is finished, and the gates of hell, Jesus set them all free. Because when you understand Christ, and you understand the power of God, things do not have any place in your life. It's time to get sober. Get your mind made up. There's a right way, there's a wrong way, and there's a way of victory. Don't just accept. Don't just accept. The devil got a problem with me. The moment you realize that you're more than conquerors in Christ, instead of being threatened, you become a threat.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Young people, there are nothing more powerful than a young person filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You'll find yourself, don't you know that you can be in a bad environment. You can be on the job and everybody cussing and cursing. Start praising the name of Jesus and watch. You can be in a college and in a course that's telling you there's no God. There's no such thing. We all evolve. You've got to be some type of dummy to believe that.
Yeah.
To have the, we came from these two little things that collided in space, and all of a sudden they were monkeys, and then here we are. You have to be some type of fool to believe that mess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who the first person, you're about to pay that person buying that line. I mean, use your brain, see. Be sober.
Yes.
Be vigilant.
Man.
Yes.
Because your adversary, the devil,
yes,
is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour.
Yes. Yes.
Resist steadfast in the faith,
yes,
knowing that these things are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. God's love is everlasting. Amen.
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 God's love is always going to endure.
Yeah.
The devil can only get to you when you're not trusting,
yes,
in Christ.
Yes.
You can't just trust in Christ on Sundays or Wednesday night Bible study, but every single moment, every single day.
Amen.
Yes.
Let the Lord be on your mind, praying continually. There's a reason for that. When you're always focused on Christ, there's such peace.
Yes.
Yes. You don't have to worry about, if something happens, will you be okay? Everything around you can be going down to the pit. But if you're trusting in Christ, it doesn't matter. We know it's going to come to an end eventually.
Yes.
But have the mind made up. Amen.
Amen.
Whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren throughout the world. I like how the NIV reads, it says, resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same type of suffering.
Yes, sir.
There is no trial that God will not see you through.
Amen.
There is no trial that God will not see you through.
Amen.
Yes.
So be sober, be vigilant, and
yes.
don't be devoured. This roaring lion, he doesn't scare Christ. He can make all the noise he wants. Because at the end of the day, he's still a liar.
Amen.
He can make all the noise he wants.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, he is still a liar. He's still a thief. He still comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
That's all he knows how to do.
Yes.
But we need to know something. Do you realize that most issues that you might experience in your life, young or old, are because you don't know the Bible? The devil can lie to you all the day long if you don't know what the truth is.
Yes.
Amen?
That's right.
How do you know if it's a lie if you don't know what the truth
yeah.
is?
That's right.
Get in the book. Because when you will face things in life that if you don't know the truth, the devil will successfully bring you down.
Yes.
Because you didn't know that God can bring you through.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Learn it. But this I heard a priest say, take it, eat it, read it, you need it. Take it, eat it, read it, you need it. We serve a mighty God, amen.
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 And if we learn to simply trust in him, all the things that he said would be, will be.
Amen.
But don't get ahead of God's plan for your life, young people. Take it slow so that the foundation can be laid. Because I guarantee you there are going to come times that will try your faith. And they'll be tried and be put against the wall. Your back will be against the Red Sea. But if you read the book, you know that he can make a way.
Oh, amen.
Yes, yes.
There might be a famine in the land. But if you read the book,
yes.
you know that he can take little and make it much.
Yes, yes.
You might be thirsty. But if you read the book, he can provide you water out of a rock.
Yes.
What kind of God says, rock,
yes.
give me some water? Mind the rock. We serve a God that does impossible
yes.
things.
Yes.
But you've got to know the kind of the impossible.
Yes.
I pray that you guys get the eyes of Elisha. You know, his servant was young, and he came out, and the army of Syria was all around. He comes to the city, and he said, Master, what shall we do? And he was just young. He didn't know. And Elijah said, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with
Amen.
Them. And he
Amen.
Said, Lord, open his eyes that he might see.
Yes.
And the Lord opened his eyes and there were fiery chariots all around and all about. There is a spiritual world, young people. And the Lord sees the spiritual attacks and the things that are oppressing you. But at the same time, look a little further. And you'll see God protecting you,
yes.
strengthening you, and building you up.
Yes.
He is more than anything that they, the devil, can throw. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
We serve a God that in a time of trial, he always, when it says when the enemy comes into the flood, he raises up a standard.
Yes.
You need to know the book.
Yes. Yes.
There's no greater education that you can get than Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Genesis, Exodus, Revelation, Numbers, Leviticus. There's no greater education. If you get this, you got the best degree there is.
Amen.
I'm not saying if you read this, if you get this, you can graduate with the best degree there is. Born again by the blood of the Lamb. You get a new name. You see, when people graduate school, they get a new name, doctor, or psychologist, or lawyer. They get a new title. But when you graduate with Jesus, he writes a name on you that no man knows.
Amen.
Yeah.
That
Amen.
Is what our hope is. That yeah. is what our desire is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Be sober, be vigilant, and don't be devoured. Jesus is able to keep you from backing up, and he's able to keep you standing up.
Yeah.
Hear that. He's able to keep you from backing up. And he's able to keep you from standing up. He's able to keep you from selling out and to keep you spelling out grace, grace. Marvelous grace.
Yeah.
There's this farmer, as I come to close, I'd ask the musician to come. And he had two ponies. And one of the ponies was just wild, just bucking his head, didn't want to be broken. And the other pony allowed himself to be broken. And the pony that was just wild jumped the fence and ran away because he thought he knew what was best for him. And that pony went on about his business, but 3 or 4 years had passed, and the pony that ran away came back, only to see his friend that stayed was well-groomed, was well taken care of, and the pony that ran away was skinny, scrawny. No one loved it because it left the care of its master. If you stand, God is not about taking away your power as much as he is about breaking you for his purpose.
Amen.
He wants you to have the abilities that he's given you. But he wants the ability to be used for his glory and not for your own. Don't run away from Jesus. But stay. Let him lift you up. Let him take care of you. You know, when I left home the first time and I had to buy my first pair of shoes, I said, man, I'm not a homeboy. I gotta buy shoes. That's when reality set in. My first week in college, I said, man, I almost picked a phone call, Mom. I need some shoes. Thankfully, we have a father that never wants us to go anywhere.
Amen.
We have a father that says, I will be your provider. I will be your healer. I will be your strength. I will be your friend. I'll be your high counselor. I'll be your mighty priest. I'll be everything that you need. You don't need to go anywhere else. Trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I would ask that you all stand this morning. Be sober. Be vigilant. And don't be devoured. With every eye closed and every head bowed, if there are some of you that are here this morning that have lost touch with his voice, it's time to come home. If there are some of you that have been away from the things of God for a very long time, the Lord wants you to come home. There may be some here right now that have been the devil's greatest advocate, and the Lord is saying, repent and return to me. If you need salvation this morning, Jesus is here to save. He is here to be your foundation for your life. If you don't know Jesus this morning, just raise your hand. It won't embarrass you. If you're backslidden, you're run away, we serve a God that will take you back no matter what condition you're in. Just believe in him. If you need salvation, you need prayer. Jesus is here, amen. You may open your eyes and pray. Father God, we come to you. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for sending this word to your people, to myself, Lord. Father God, for us to have a clear mind, for us to be on watch, Father God, that we might make a fool out of the enemy and not allow him to make a fool of us. Lord, we ask that you keep us humble, Lord, that we never allow us to become so big that we can't see who you are. And Father God, to keep us rooted and grounded in Christ and him crucified, Father God. It is the cross, Lord, that where all of our needs are supplied. Father God, the victory that you've spoken in your word, we ask it to be true. And every old person, young person, middle-aged person, Father God, in your body, Father God, let there be victory.
Amen.
And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Listening.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
powerful message. Feast on that message.
Amen.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Amen.
A lot of you are going to be going away to college soon. Take those words with you. Take the word of God with you. Because you will need it. When I was growing up, I was taught the word of God, but not like it's been taught by the preachers that preach the message of the cross.
Amen.
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 That's right. Amen.
Preachers that preach the message of the cross, they teach you how to rely on Christ and what Christ did at the cross.
Amen.
And not tell you to do something and don't tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the type of messages that we have in the church today.
Yeah.
We have preachers telling you to do this and do that, but not telling you how to do it. We can only do it through faith in Christ.
Yes. Amen.
And Him crucified.
Amen.
That's our victory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My heart has burned with the word of God this morning.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen. It has been a blessing.
Amen.
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 Benediction.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Wednesday at 6 o'clock we're going to have our evening service instead of Bible study. So please, all of you all that are not doing anything Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, come back for our Thanksgiving Eve service. If you want to thank the Lord, if you want Thanksgiving, come back Wednesday evening.
Amen.
And thank Him.
Yeah. Amen.
And praise
Amen.
Him for right. another day.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Also, Brother Skip is preaching this evening at 6 o'clock.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord once more. Lord, we thank You for Your Spirit.
Yes.
We thank You for Your guidance. And we thank You for the opportunity that You give us to trust in You. So I would say, let the words of my heart and the meditations of my mouth be acceptable unto You. In Jesus' name we give You all the praise and glory as we leave this place, Father God. Let us be sober. Let us be on watch, not just for ourselves, but for the young ones, Lord, that are losing their way. Let us go to them and lift them up and encourage them and draw them back to You. Let them say no to the devil and yes to Christ. In
amen.
Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.